artwork to transform a chapel which was damaged in a fire has been unveiled. Since it was damaged in an arson attack over 6 years ago, the chapel in Astleybridge Cemetery has sat in a poor state. However, it has recently been revived by the Astleybridge community, with artwork designed by school children and community groups having been put in its windows and doorways. An unveiling of the artwork took place with all of the schools and community groups attending, as well as keen residents who wanted to catch their first glimpse of it. Councillor Hilary Fairclough said, "I am so proud of all our schools and community groups in the area. They are always so supportive of Astleybridge and always contribute to our art displays. The work has been funded by our area forum. Our local schools and community groups have had free rein to design at least one window each, and they have all done a truly magnificent job. The remembrance window is one we designed for the World War I centenary commemoration and has the name of everyone from the armed forces who is buried here in the cemetery. It is something special, and I'm so pleased that it will be in the largest of the chapel windows. Residents felt the artwork really helped to lift the chapel and were amazed at how bright and vibrant the artwork is, all recreated by the council's sign shop team, Eddie Bickerstaff and Stuart Newsham. They have done a really wonderful job and have gone above and beyond to get everything perfect. I was so excited to see the work all in place." Schools and community groups involved in the project include Sharples High, Sharples Primary, The Oaks Primary, High Lawn Primary, Holy Infants Roman Catholic Primary, St Paul's Church of England Primary and Thornlea Salesian College, as well as the Drummond Street Crafting Group and Oldham's Church. Gemma Partington, head teacher at Sharples Primary School, said, "We were all very excited to be involved in this project, and the children recognised their work would be available for others to see for many years to come. We researched stained glass windows and then altered our school badge to match the shape of the window. By being involved, we felt our school motto of being stronger together was very apt." Reverend Hartley of St Paul's Astleybridge will be holding a Remembrance Day service at the cemetery on November 11th at 11 a.m.